όλοι παπάδες, περπατούν με το σταυρό στο χέρι και μπαίνουν μέσα στα σπίτια μας και λένε τον Ιωδά.
The Epiphany Feast in Tarpon Springs has been more than a celebration of the Greek Orthodox faith for the past 105 years. It is a commemoration of cultural heritage for 16-year-old Nicholas Tabas from Tarpon Springs High School.
I speak a little bit of Greek, so...
The day Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and representing the Trinity, and it's been going on for 105 years. This will be the 105th year, so it's full of, it's a plethora of meaning involved in the entire Tarpon Springs Epiphany celebration.
Greek immigrants in Tarpon Springs built a large industry harvesting sponges by boat in the Gulf of Mexico. Tabas participated in the blessing of the fleet at the sponge docks on Wednesday when Father Vasileios Tsourlis of the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church blessed the fishermen, the boats, and the local businesses. Tabas is also one of the 78 young men who dove for a white cross in the murky water today.
This is my first year diving, and since I was a little kid, I've been watching the Epiphany divers, and it's just something that I've always wanted to do.
Another diver, Henry Coburn, says that the Epiphany celebration in Tarpon Springs is one of the largest Greek Orthodox celebrations in the world.
But I think we're one of the larger groups who celebrate this on much on a larger scale.
Oh, yes. From around the world.
This area we celebrate the Epiphany. The largest probably anywhere besides Greece.
For Coburn's mother, Mary Clemis Coburn, the event is the American dream come true. Her father was one of the early spongers who immigrated with his brothers from Greece in 1910. Since then, sponge diving became a family tradition.
My father, Harry Clemis, who is still, thank God, alive with us, he used to sponge with my grandfather here in Tarpon in the waters of the Inclut River. And he now has a sponge business here on the docks. He still stays with his sponges. He was a pharmacist, but he retired and came back and did that. So my family's really a pioneer family. They were one of the first ones that came over when the sponge industry was born here in Tarpon.
Mary Clemis Coburn says that the fishing village of Tarpon Springs is her little Greece, because her whole family is involved in the local community. Her husband converted to Greek Orthodoxy, and her children learned the Greek language. Her daughter, Emilia, was last year's dove bearer, and this year, her son Henry dove for the cross in the water.
They have an opportunity in this town because of the concentration of Greek people to maintain a lot of their culture, and it's almost like the community is fostering it because they enjoy their heritage and they continue to perpetuate it over the years, and it's become something that the town is known for and people come to see, so it's still alive here.
Choir member Stavroula Zoe Karavokiros released a white dove which symbolizes the Holy Spirit. This day is a bittersweet day for her because she misses her father, who works in Greece, where he runs a rock quarry business. But she also celebrates her new life after having two heart transplants.
I feel blessed because I've been through a lot. It's an honor for me. I hope to be a successful Christian, Greek Orthodox Christian, and... I hope for everybody to are blessed like I am today.
Stavroula credits her current strength and well-being to Father Vasileios Tsourlis and the community in Tarpon Springs. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka.
Happy New Year to all of you, with health and love for everybody, and unity to all the nations. Amen.